With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Israel has launched its offensive in Gaza City. The military would not offer a timeline for the offensive, but Israeli media suggested it could take months. It says it aims to destroy Hamas military infrastructure. Meanwhile, President Trump has a warning for Hamas.
Hours after the Israeli military began its Gaza City operation, the president warned Hamas not to use hostages as human shields.
I hear Hamas is trying to use the old human shield deal, and if they do that, they're going to be in big trouble.
The Trump administration had been hoping for a potential ceasefire, but those efforts stalled after Israel launched a military strike against Hamas leaders in Qatar, which has been serving as a mediator in peace talks. Greg Clugston, the White House.
President Trump's state visit to the United Kingdom will include meetings with King Charles and Prime Minister Starmer. The president and first lady are en route to the UK. The technology partnership due to be announced will be bringing billions in investment and thousands of jobs to the UK. Testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee, FBI Director Kash Patel says the Barrow's focus is back where it should be.
Under this administration, the FBI has arrested more than 23,000 violent criminals. That's more than twice for the same time period from last year alone. 23,000, more than twice from the same time period last year.
Patel is defending his record and parrying criticism from Democrats who claim that he has politicized the agency. His appearance before the Senate Judiciary Committee marks the first oversight hearing of Patel's first months of tenure. On Wall Street, stocks have been drifting from their record heights. The Dow is down 104 points now. The NASDAQ composite is 5 points in the red. This is SRN News. The government abandons fetal tissue research.
Breitbart News has learned that under orders from President Trump, the National Institutes of Health is cutting off funding for 17 separate projects that involve the use of tissue from aborted babies. A majority of those research programs were initiated during the Biden administration. NIH tells Breitbart, quote, "We are guided by a commitment to valuing human life and ensuring that federally funded research is conducted responsibly." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The World Track and Field Championships are in Tokyo this week, and new rules are in place to keep males from competing against females. World Athletics, the governing body of the sport, has implemented the SRI gene test, which is designed to detect the Y chromosome found in males. It's a common-sense approach to tackle an issue that has loomed large in recent years as transgenderism has become a critical issue in numerous countries. This is SRN News. One of Robert Redford's most memorable movies, The Natural.
Where'd you get this?
I made it myself from a tree near home.
Wonder Boy.
Take it out.
Put that on there? What does it mean?
I made it a long time ago when I was a kid. I wanted it to be a very special bat.
How about this? This lightning bolt.
The tree that I made it from was split open by lightning.
Robert Redford has died at his home in Sundance in the mountains of Utah. No cause of death provided. He was 89. A Democratic candidate for governor of California will be giving TikTok a go. The catch is it's only in Spanish, at least for now. Former Biden administration health secretary Javier Becerra is embracing the popular short video app to target Spanish language users in the state. More details at srnnews.com.